Becky?
Yep.
We have the...
Plus, along with the door route, we're going to bring you the 2A tournament. We've already had a lot of basketball going. 3A boys and girls have been going at it already earlier this morning. If you're interested in basketball, this is the place to be because games start at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they don't finish up until, well, maybe 11 o'clock tonight, and that's going to be that way for the next 3 days. Anyway, quick rundown here on the 3A boys' side. Edgecombe defeated the Petersburg boys by a score of 51-29, so Edgecombe will play Sitka tomorrow. And for the 3A girls' side, the Petersburg girls defeated the Sitka girls by a score of 38-33. So Edgecombe and Petersburg will square off in that one tomorrow. And we've got two teams out here on the court right now. We've got the Metlakatla Mischiefs and the Haines Glacier Bears.
That'll be a tough matchup for the Glacier Bears. They're the number four seed in the tournament. Metlakatla is the one seed. Glacier Bears were winless against Metlakatla in the regular season, but then again in their last home series against Wrangell, second half of that Saturday game, they came out, played really strong, and I think if they can carry some of that momentum and some of that energy that they carried on the defensive end and the rebounding end, then they will they should have a good chance to compete with Metlakatla.
Well, I think so. I mean, they're going to come out, and they've been playing strong here the last, like Doug said, the last couple, three or four games here, and haven't played Met for a while. So, I think will come out all right on their part. They're just going to have to work hard. You know, they're going to have to scrap for every ball because that's what Metlakatla does, is they're after it. All right. This is 2A girls' side. They introduce only the starters. Glacier Bears in their dark uniforms. They'll be the guests. And the home team, of course, will be the Metlakatla Mischiefs there to our left. We're sitting high above the scores table here if you have not been in the JD gym. So we'll have the introduction of the players here. A lot of folks from town I can see on the other side. Number 40, Kaylee Swinton. She's a 5'10" sophomore. Number 32, Cecilia Bauer. She's a 5'4" junior. A 5'5" senior, Grace Jones, wearing number 12. A 5'6" senior, wearing number 21, Jamie Measuresmith. And a 5'2" senior, Libby Jacobson, and wearing number 3. That'll round out the starters for the Haines Glacier Bears. Jacobson, Jones, Bauer, Swinton, and Measuresmith. Brian Elliott, the coach, and assisted by Christine Hansen. Now for the starters for the Metlakatla Mischiefs. Tim Shaw is their coach. A 5'3 freshman, number 25, Kaylee Smith. She had a good game down in Met against the Glacier Bears. And Alicia Henderson, number 24, 5'10" senior. And Teresa Willington McGilton, a 5'3" junior, wearing number 20. And Guthrie, that's going to be Holly Guthrie. She's wearing number 34. She's a 5'6" senior. And rounding out the starters is Monica Hayward, a 5'8" senior, wearing number 13. As I mentioned, Coach Tim Shaw, he's been with the Gals for a couple, 3 years here now. So the Metlakatla Mischiefs coming in as the number one seed, while the Haines Glacier Bears are in that number four seed. But they were close all the way around. So anyway, we're going to have the singing of the national anthem here.
had National Anthem by Dylan Palmieri, Neil Little, and Lindsey Jobbins for Haynes there, doing a great job with that. All right.
Glacier Bears in their dark uniforms, Mischiefs in their white uniforms, looking straight across at the score clock here. Haynes Glacier Bears around their coach right now. Glenn Mischiefs step out on the court. Glacier Bears step out. And we're about ready to begin 2A Region 5 basketball here. Like I said, if you're interested in basketball, this is the place to be this weekend. All right, we're going to have Swinton going against Henderson at center court. Glacier Bears step back into a defensive mode. Just beginning first quarter action here. Swinton steps in, ball's up, going to be tapped and controlled by the Mischiefs, and they'll quickly come down the court, left-hand side. Nothing going, however, as they try to go down. There's going to be a whistle right off the bat. All right, went right to the hoop. Kaylee Swinton's going to pick up a foul right away here as Kaylee picks up her first personal foul. And that'll send Holly Guthrie rolls around, doesn't go, so she misses her first opportunity from the free throw line.
That's Henderson. She's going to get
a couple, or Henderson, excuse me. And she's missed a couple opportunities here. She's missed that first one. She'll have the second here. It's on its way. This one is nothing but net. Kind of a sideways spin to the ball, but it went in anyway, and Alicia Henderson gets the quick ball. Jacobson down, goes to the dribble, left-hand side. Zone defense by the Mischiefs, 2-3 zone. They're going to pack it in. Comes back out to Jacobson, just way beyond the arc. She goes left-hand side, nothing going for Bauer. However, defense comes out, steps on, puts a little bit of pressure on Jacobson. She's hacked at the top, doesn't go away. They put a little pressure on, ball goes out of bounds. Going to be Glacier Bear basketball. Kaylee Smith went out, almost was able to tap that one away, but the Glacier Bears get the ball. Just beginning first quarter action. Long inbounds pass goes to Bauer from Jones. Back out to Jacobson, dribbles down the right-hand side. Tries to go back inside to Jones. Puts up the shot, checked by Henderson. Ball comes back down into the hands of Jacobson now as it comes off of Bauer. Back to Jacobson. Long three on the way off the back of the iron. Fought for underneath. Rebound comes down to the Mischiefs. And that was Hayward. She'll get the ball back into the hands of Smith. Kaylee Smith usually runs the offense for the Mischiefs out at the top. Reverses back around. Jacobson puts the pressure on. She puts up too hard off the glass. Rebound down to Jones. And she's on the dribble looking up the court. Now she kicks it all the way down to Messersmith. Messersmith goes hard inside. A little bit too hard off the glass. Rebound comes back down into the hands of Teresa Willington-McGilton. And she'll bring it up. Teammates tying her shoe down there. Now she hustles back down. McGilton just keeps the dribble, gets it back to Smith. Almost threw it back in the backcourt. 6:38 to go, first quarter. Back door, puts up and lost the back iron. No rebound, comes back down to Bauer. Nice little back door that time, couldn't capitalize on it. Bauer goes all the way down. Now she loses the dribble and out of bounds. She had that lane to the left-hand side, but she's dribbling with her left hand, a little tentative about it. Full court pressure by the Glacier Bears right now. They come back inside, over to the side, Jones. They've got her double-teamed on the side. She cuts through the double-team, gets it down to Willington McGilton. She goes cross-court and through the hands of Monica Hayward and out of bounds. So the Glacier Bears force a turnover, but they were fortunate not to give away a basket that time. Messersmith into Jacobson. She'll bring it across the half-court line. 2-3 zone defense by the Mischiefs. She's out to the side. Ball is going to be kicked by Smith as Jacobson tried to go to the right-hand side. Smith just stuck her foot out and kicked the ball out of bounds. All right, Glacier Bears will have it. Jones will inbound on the far side of the court. And she gets the ball back into Jacobson. Takes the dribble, stops, gives it up, goes right behind to Swinton. She takes once that baseline. They go inside to Smith, to Jones, back to Swinton. Long two, doesn't go. Rebound comes back down and quickly down the court. Come the Mischiefs all the way down and up and in comes the bucket. As nice hustle by Guthrie, and she picks up the first 2 points for the Mischiefs. 3-0 is the score. Glacier Bears have the basketball, however. Jacobson goes back out to Bauer. Bauer takes the dribble, forces out to Smith. Smith all makes a steal now, and she's on the dribble, goes down slowly, stops, puts it up, and in. So Smith picks up 2 points on the steal as she's getting down, calmly laid it back up and in. Jacobson on the dribble, crosses, stops, gives up her dribble. She's double-teamed, gets the ball back out to Bauer, back out to Jacobson. We're way beyond the three-point arc. She wants to go right-hand side to Swinton. Back to Jacobson, takes a couple of dribbles down the lane. Nothing going, going to be tied up. So the Glacier Bears are going to get the basketball out of it as they come back down here. Mets are really good about grabbing that ball. If the Glacier Bears bring the ball down, they're going to get their hands on it. Measure Smittens up to Jacobson. Jacobson on the dribble, stops, looks at the hoop. Now she'll go back to Bauer, left-hand side. Measure Smith down low, stolen away by Henderson. Quickly ball goes back out to Hayward, left-handed dribble, gets it across the half-court line. She'll bring it back out to Smith, and she'll set the offense for the Mischies. 4:50 to go here in the first quarter of play. Right-hand side to Gilton. They go back inside to Henderson, up off the iron, no rebound, comes back down to Swenton. Henderson had the inside position, just didn't able to get it. Bauer takes the dribble down. Now she'll stop, kicks it all the way across to Swenton. Jumper on the way, off the back of the iron, and it's going to go out of bounds. Mischiefs will have the basketball. Full court pressure by the Glacier Bears. They forced a turnover last time. Let's see if they can take advantage. Looking, looking. Now they get the ball back into Smith. She turns around, cross court all the way up to Hayward. She'll bring it across the half-court line. They back to Smith. Stops. Puts up the shot. Too hard off the back of the glass. Fought for underneath. Goes off of one of the Glacier Bears and out of bounds. Smith was just a little bit out of control when she went down to put that one up as they had beat the pressure on. All right. Wellington McGilton has the basketball. Right-hand side. Kicks the ball back inside to Smith. She holds it high over her hand. A little pressure being applied. Oh, nice play as they go into Hayward. Up and in. Monica Hayward got inside position. Put that one in. 7-0 to score here. Glacier Bears need to get a bucket. Jacobson goes left-hand side to Bauer. Bauer on the dribble. Goes all the way and off of her foot and out of bounds. Full court pressure again by the Glacier Bears. 4 minutes, 4 seconds to go in the first quarter. Get the ball back inside to Guthrie. Long down court pass. Now there's going to be a foul on it. Number 3-2. That'll be Bauer. Cecilia Bauer. Glacier Bears are going to have to take a timeout of it here. It's going to be a full timeout here. So what we're going to do is turn it back to KHNS Studios. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Thanks, Lyle, and we'll be rejoining the ball game in just a minute. A reminder that a broadcast of local of Haynes Glacier River basketball is underwritten by Alderwoods Market Center, by White Rock LLC, by Lutec Lumber, by Alaska Power and Telephone in Haynes, by Southeast Road Builders, by Hauser's IGA, by The Parts Place, by Chilkoot Indian Association, by the Captain's Choice Motel, and by Bigfoot Auto Services. And thank you, Glacier Bear supporters. It's 11:42. We may miss the noon time block, so I'll let you know you're listening to KHNS, Haynes, Skagway, Clukwan. Let's return to Lyle in just a few seconds with the continuation of first quarter action.
And welcome back to Region 5 2A basketball here. Haynes Glacier Bears, 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. Glacier Bears have yet to get on the board here. They forced a couple turnovers, had some opportunities, pretty good looks, but just not able to get anything to go. While the Mischiefs, on the other hand, lead by a score of 7-0 here. Mischiefs will have the basketball out of that timeout as they bring the ball back inside to Guthrie. Now they'll come back out to Smith. As I mentioned, she runs the offense. Goes left-hand side to Guthrie. A little pressure being applied by Measure Smith out there, way beyond the three-point arc. Guthrie gives up, goes to McGilton. She wants the lane, doesn't get it. However, comes back to Guthrie. She drives down, kicks the ball back out. Goes back inside, nothing going. Now a travel by Monica Hayward. She got herself in the lane and just kind of stumbled over her feet. So the Glacier Bears have an opportunity here as they come out of that timeout. Jacobson up across the half-court line. 3:37 to go here in the first quarter. Takes the dribble. Goes left-hand side to Bauer. She looks. Nothing going. However, Smith cuts off that pass to the right-hand side. They look for Swenton on the right side. Tapped away, however. Fought for underneath. Who comes up with it? Smith does. And looks like coach is up quick. Tim Shaw's up off the bench real quick as Smith actually had possession of that basketball and was able to hang on to it. And so the Glacier Bears are turn the basketball over under that pressure. What happened is Libby comes down. She takes two or three dribbles, and they're really overplaying her on that side as they try to go to Kaylee. And then that time Libby just lost the basketball. Smith dove on the floor and got it.
that Glacier Bears, kind of the problems they've had all year, just showing up here so far in the first quarter, that ball handling issues, dribbling the ball off their legs and out of bounds, not being able to make a pass to the wing, and then not being able to shoot. They're 0-for-5 from the field so far.
Well, let's see if they can get themselves settled down here. Now, no full court pressure this time. Henderson, she's going to set up on the low box. Swinton comes back down. We're going to have a little man-to-man defense by the Glacier Bears now, as Smith out at the top on the dribble. There's Jacobson, almost knocks away. Now they go back inside to Hayward. She puts it up off their iron. Rebound comes down to Henderson a little bit hard. Rebound down to Swinton. Glacier Bears have an opportunity here. Swinton pulls that board away. And that long down court pass to Messerschmidt. A little bit short. Missed the opportunity. Henderson comes down with it. Great opportunity that time by Jamie. All alone down underneath is Guthrie. She forces the shot up. Doesn't get it, but she'll get her own board back. They come back out to Smith, who wants the lane, does, puts it up, and good. Kaylee Smith just took that lane. She's got 4 points so far this morning, extends that lead to 9-0 right now. 2:34 to go here in the first quarter of play. Libby Jacobson goes down, puts up the shot just inside the arc. No rebound fought for. Grace Jones comes away with it, back to Bauer. She puts it up, in and out, no rebound, down to Henderson. She'll kick the ball back out to Hayward, and the Miss Chiefs have the basketball, and Smith will set it up. The 2:20 mark of the first quarter. Smith calls out play number one. We'll see what that is. She goes left, comes back inside to Guthrie. She goes down the lane and goes a nice little give and take that time as she went to Henderson. She got the easy bucket out of it, and she's got three. Penetrate inside that lane, and the defense comes down to you. You're going to find an open person. Back to Swinton, right-hand side. She goes into Jones. Back out to Swinton. Once the baseline, nice defense by the Miss Chiefs. Kicked it out of bounds as Hayward. Looks like Serena Badgley will check into the ballgame for the Glacier Bears. Messerschmidt's going to take a quick seat. Swinton has the ball, right-hand side looking, finds Jacobson. Now it goes to Grace, back to Jacobson. Long three on the way, in and out, no rebound, comes off the iron, and quickly down is McGilton, and she'll bring it across the half-court line, goes to Hayward. Hayward back out to the top to Smith. They'll set the offense again. Man-to-man defense by the Glacier Bears. They go left-hand side to Guthrie. Guthrie stops, goes back inside to Henderson. She takes the dribble inside, kicks it back out, comes back out to Guthrie. They'll go all the way out to McGilton. Wilton McGilton out at the top. She'll kick the ball left-hand side. Goes to Guthrie. Serena Badgley puts some pressure on, but there's going to be a double dribble on it. Glacier Bear basketball on the far side. Badgley will have the basketball. She'll get the ball into Jacobson. Libby will bring it across. Jacobson takes the dribble, stops just there, goes left-hand side to Bauer, back to Jacobson again as they work the left-hand side. Look inside. Swinton breaks down inside. She gets the ball. Going to be a travel on it. She came down with it, hopped around. She bobbled the basketball a little bit when she first caught it and took an extra bobble there. Glacier Bears full court pressure again. Long inbounds pass. They beat that one quite easily this time and go right-hand side to Henderson. Stops, puts up the shot off the front of the iron. No. Rebound comes back down to Hayward. She misses, still fought for. Bauer comes away with it on the long rebound, and she's headed for the hoop. Stops, forces up the shot, draws the foul. She did the right thing. She went to the hoop, all right. It was a one-on-two break, but they weren't really getting back. And that'll be Holly Guthrie's first personal foul. That's going to send Cecilia Bauer to the free throw line. Cecilia has back on there, and she finally gets one from the free throw line, and that's the first point of the ball game for the Glacier Bears. She'll have a second opportunity. 56 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. 11-1 is the score. Cecilia can cut that a little bit. This one's on the way off the back of the iron. Rebound fought for. She gets it back herself, however. She forces over to Swinton. Three-pointer or two-pointer just inside the line, but a little bit long. Long down court pass all alone, and as Guthrie stops, puts up the shot up and in. They didn't get back on defense that time. Glacier Bears a little lax on that one. Long down court pass, got the easy hoop out of it. Jacobson left-hand side with the dribble. Now she'll bring it back out. 32 seconds to go in the quarter. Back to Swinton. Three-pointer on the way. No. Rebound off the back of the iron. Fought for underneath. Going to go off of Badgley. Looks like the ball is going to go to the Miss Chiefs. Full court pressure. Looking, kicks the ball back. Right down the center of the lane, Guthrie. Right hand side to Henderson. She stops wisely. She'll put up the shot, however, a little bit short. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Smith. She puts it up off the iron. No, rebound down to Jones. Jacobson on the dribble, 12 seconds to go in the quarter. She stops, kicks, long three, no. She changed her mind, goes to Bauer, long three on the way, too hard off the glass. 3 seconds, two. We'll see if McGilton can get a shot off. She does, but you can hear the buzzer in the background. So we're going to end this first quarter of play with the Metlakatla Mischiefs scoring 13 points. Haines Glacier Bears not able to get a bucket out of it, getting the 1 point from the free throw line. So we're going to turn it back to KHNS for 1 minute. Back in 1 minute. I don't even want to look at
Glacier
this.
Bear basketball is supported in part by Lutech Lumber, offering building, home, and outdoor supplies and a proud promoter of high school basketball on KHNS. Also by White Rock LLC, snow plowing Haines since 1998.
Welcome back to JDHS High School. Doug Ord along with Lyle Huff bringing you Region 5 2A girls basketball action. Glacier Bears dug themselves a pretty good size hole in the first quarter, trail 13-1 as we start the second quarter. Let's see if they can get that, I don't know if it was first game tournament jitters or what's going on, but they played terrible in the first quarter. Let's see if they can improve here in the second. Mischiefs have the ball. Smith on the dribble. She's guarded by Jacobson. Smith, spin move, gets past Jacobson all the way to the rack, up with a shot. Rebound comes down to Gray, checking into the game. She kicks it out to Guthrie, and Guthrie's going to travel, turn the ball over to the Glacier Bears. The Glacier Bears got the stop they needed. Let's see if they can find some kind of offensive rhythm here, get a basket to drop. Jacobson quickly up into the front court. She's hounded way up top by Smith. She goes down on the baseline to Swinton. Swinton airballs that one. Badgley down with the weak side. Rebound back up top to Jacobson. Jacobson with a long three-point shot. Back rim. Swinton with the rebound. Swinton tries to go up with it, and she's fouled by one of the Mischiefs. There was two of them there, both Gray and Hayward, and they're going to make the foul on Faith Gray, her first personal second team foul on the Mischiefs. Swinton on the inbounds pass. Left side of the baseline. Looking for somebody, gets it in to Jacobson. Jacobson dribbles, gets it out to Bauer, swings it right baseline to Swinton. Swinton looks inside to Jones. Jones up with the hit, shot, up and good for two. Glacier Bears get their first shot from the field. Got the lead for the Mischiefs to 10. Wellington McGilton now against full court pressure for the Glacier Bears. Reverses to Smith, over to Guthrie. Guthrie waits for teammates to get past her. Now get to Smith. Smith calling out the play, top of the key. Gets a screen, comes right-hand side. Nice help defense by the Glacier Bears, stolen away by Badgley. Badgley up ahead of the pack, free throw line, up on the right side. Oh, she leaves that one long. Jacobson with the fall, she can't make it. Badgley with another rebound, back to Jacobson. Her shot's blocked, and they're going to call a foul. Boy, Glacier Bears, epitome of everything that's going on here. Two wide-open layups and missed them both. But Libby Jacobson will be at the line picking up the shooting foul on number 20, Teresa Wellington McGilton, her first personal third-team foul. First shot is up, offside rim, no good. Into the game, Alicia Henderson back into the game for Faith Gray for the Mischiefs.
One more shot now for Jacobson.
Jacobson back at the line for her second. 6:49 left here, second quarter action. This one rims in and out. Rebound comes down to Henderson. Henderson turns up to Wellington McGilton. She'll bring it across 10, the second line for the Mischiefs. She's picked up by Bauer. Looks for Smith. Smith's knocked to the floor by Badgley. Pretty good collision in the air for both of those. Smith couldn't get her feet down. And Badgley will pick up her first personal. Fourth team foul on the Glacier Bears. Mischiefs inbounding down in their baseline, left side of the key. Wellington McGilton trigger the inbounds. He's looking. Throws it into Hayward. Off of Hayward's hands to Jacobson, and Jacobson's quickly fouled by Smith. So Kaylee Smith will pick up her first personal, fourth team foul on the Mischiefs. And Glacier Bears now inbound. Still 2-3 zone for the Mischiefs. Jacobson Comes up top of the key, looking to go right. Smith trying to overpower play that. Now they go down the baseline to Swinton. Swinton up with a shot, no good. Badgie tries to get the rebound off of Guthrie and out of bounds. Into the game, Taylor Nelson for Kaylee Smith for the Mischiefs. Swinton inbounding right baseline. Gets it into Jones. Jones up top to Jacobson. Back to Swinton on the baseline for three. And that one's front rim. Rebound comes down to Guthrie. Guthrie up ahead to Nelson. Nelson turns, looks, gets it over to Hayward. Hayward pulls it back out. Up top to Guthrie. Guthrie up against Badgley. Comes right-hand side to Nelson. Nelson into Hayward. Hayward turns, goes against Jones. Up and off the backboard and good for two. Monica Hayward has four. And it's a 12-point lead again for the Mischiefs. Jacobson quickly back for the Glacier Bears. Looks to get past Nelson. Nelson hounded her, steals the ball away. Hayward now to Guthrie. Guthrie across the 10-second line. No numbers, but she's going to drive right-hand side. Kicks it over to Nelson through her hands. She can't get it before it goes out of bounds. Hayward tried to grab it, and the Glacier Bears will recover the basketball. Autumn Gross coming into the game, and Natalia Taylor coming in for Jacobson and Jones. So it looks like we'll have Bauer running the point. And now we got Destiny Cowart coming in for Swinton. Or nope, she's coming in for Badgley. So Cowart hasn't been playing for several weeks here. She got hit in the head in practice, so it's good to see Destiny fully healthy and back out on the court playing. Bauer goes right hand side to Swinton. Swinton looks inside to Gross. Gross turns. Has ball stolen away from her by Henderson. Henderson quickly up ahead to Nelson and stolen right back by Bauer for the Glacier Bears. Seeley on the dribble now into the front court. Left-hand side to Taylor. Off of her hands, but she recovers it. Looking for some help. Gets it to Bauer off of her hands to Guthrie, and Guthrie's going to be fouled by Taylor.
Well, Mischiefs are getting plenty of opportunities here, really, to make some scores. Glacier Bears are just lucky because there have been a few breaks there.
That's kind of a tough truth when you look at the scoreboard and Metlakatla is up 12 and the Glacier Bears are lucky that they're not down 20. Guthrie on the dribble, gets a screen, comes right-hand side out to Nelson. Nelson eyes a three-pointer, but drive inside the lane, kicks it back out to Guthrie. Guthrie resets at the top of the key. She's guarded by Cowart. Mischiefs kind of switch sides here. Now Hayward comes up, sets that right screen again, but we're going to get a moving screen on Hayward. That's Monica's first personal, 15 foul on the Mischiefs. Glacier Bears regain possession of the basketball. Bauer comes up against that 2-3 zone. She's going to bring it to the left-hand side. Looks, tries to force it inside to Taylor with two on her off of her hands. Cowart airballs that one over the top and rebound by Hayward. Hayward quickly up into the front court. Looks to drop it into Guthrie down the right baseline. She goes out to Wellington McGilton for three. Off the front rim, rebound comes down to Henderson. Up and good for two for Alicia Henderson. She's got five, and it's a 14-point lead now for the Mischiefs. Glacier Bears just got 3 points in the game. Go right-hand side to Swinton. She casts up a three-pointer. Back rim rebound comes out to Guthrie. Guthrie presses the ball up into the front court. She's going to get past Bauer. Bauer never getting in front of her. Misses that shot. Knocked out of bounds by Hayward. Back to the Glacier Bears. Celia needs to, she's got the speed to get in front of her. She just kind of hung on her hip the whole time instead of trying to get in front of her and stopping her action. Gave Guthrie the lane right to the basket. Glacier Bears lucky that Guthrie missed that one. Bauer comes back left-hand side to Taylor. Taylor drives in, has that ball stolen away by the Mischiefs. And Wellington McGilton quickly up into the front court. She goes to Guthrie. Guthrie will call out the play. Left side to Nelson. Nelson with a long three-point shot. Back rim, rebound to Henderson. Henderson up short. Nelson with the rebound. She pull it out now. Comes cross court. Tries to go cross court. Stolen away by Bauer. Bauer one on two. She's going to try and get all the way to the basket. Cut off by Guthrie. Out to Taylor. Taylor with the eye on the line on the three-pointer. Gross can't track it down and out of bounds off the Glacier Bears. Back into the game for the Bears. Messerschmidt and Jacobson coming in for Gross and Taylor. And now we got Kaylee Smith coming in for Metlakatla. And Guthrie will take a break. Glacier Bears extending their defensive pressure here at three-quarter court. Smith's going to dribble right through it, dump it down to Henderson on the baseline, across to Hayward, up and good for two. Full-court defense didn't do much to stop Metlakatla that time. Glacier Bears down 16 now. Jacobson comes down, dribbles it off of her leg, stolen away by Smith. Smith's got a clear lane to the basket. He goes up, leaves out a little bit short, rebound Jacobson. Jacobson tries to split a double team and is going to be fouled by one of the Mischiefs. Second first personal foul on Monica Hayward. 16th foul on the Mischiefs. And Olivia Wing into the game for Bauer. And Coach Elliott's going to take a timeout here. Let's see if we've got, it's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. But Glacier Bears need to figure something out because they're...
Well, they're still struggling from the field here. I mean, they've put up 11 shots so far, and some of them have been pretty uncontested. You know, some of them, of course, have been contested by the Mischiefs, but some of them just been all alone and just not able to get them to go. On the other side of things, the Mischiefs doing some nice passing down here. They beat the press. And two passes later, they got a lay-in. So I see a disadvantage to a full-court press. You've got to get back. If the ball goes over your head, you've got to turn around and sprint.
Haynes girls just aren't moving. They aren't moving their feet defensively, and they're not moving offensively. They go to the same side pretty much every time, or they'll try and dribble against the zone. You can't really penetrate as far as the Glacier Bears want to. You got to probe the defense, find a cutter, but there's nobody cutting for them to get the ball to. Jacobson back for the Glacier Bears. Tries to drive left-hand side, cut off. Oh, she had a shot right there, but passes out to Wing. Wing back to Jacobson, left side behind the three-point line. Jacobson tries to drive in, back out to Wing. She eyes a three-point shot. Back to Jacobson. She'll take the three-point shot. That's off on the right-hand side. Measurement back up with the rebound. She gets fouled and go to the line. See if she can get one from the free throw line. 1-3, Hayward. That'll be her third personal.
So she may be out of the ballgame for a while here.
Hayward could be taking. We got a sub in at the bench for Metlakatla. I imagine that's who she's coming in for. Messerschmidt shot off the back rim, no good. And Gray will come in for Hayward for the Mischiefs. And also Grace Jones checking back in for the Glacier Bears. She'll give Cowart a break. Messerschmidt at the line for her second shot. 2:35 left here in the quarter. Back rim rebound comes down to Henderson for the Mischiefs. Glacier Bears trailing 19-3. Smith slowly bringing the ball up into the front court where she's met by Jones. Smith comes right-hand side to Wellington McGilton. Lob pass inside to Henderson. Up, leaves it short. Rebound comes down to Nelson. Nelson. To Wellington McGilton, out to Smith. Smith on the dribble, picks it up. Right-hand side to Wellington McGilton. Hounded by Wing to Nelson. Nelson tries to drive in, has that ball stripped by Jacobson. Jacobson now on the dribble. No numbers, but she's going to try and drive in. Now she'll bring it back out to Wing. Wing sets, let's fly from three-point. Off the side of the rim, rebound comes down to Henderson. Stripped out of her hands by Messerschmidt, out of bounds to the Mischiefs. Smith on the dribble. She's going to slowly bring that one up the court. Burn as much time as possible. Comes to the top of the key. Right-hand side to Wellington McGilton. Looks inside to Henderson, but she'll screen across. Now they get a cutting Nelson. Nelson tries to drive against Swinton. Cut off. Out to Wellington McGilton for three. Leaves that one short on the left side and out of bounds to the Glacier Bears. Jacobson on the dribble for the Bears. She comes up top of the key. Gets a screen from Wing. Stops, pops from 15. That one's back rim. Rebound comes down through Jones's hands. Picked up by Smith. Smith to Wellington McGilton. She'll press it up into the front court, and then she'll slow down, wait to set up the offense. Smith just across the 10-second line, calling out the play. Grace Jones now back off her a little bit. Now she comes up and applies a little more pressure. Smith to Wellington McGilton, right baseline. Into Henderson. Henderson up, rebound comes down to Wing for the Glacier Bears. Wing to Jacobson. Jacobson looks way up ahead to Messerschmidt. Messerschmidt turns, can't do anything with it on the baseline to Wing. Wing into Jones to Swinton on the baseline. She lets fly that one short. Rebound comes down, fought for with Wellington McGilton and Jones. And I think that's going to be Jones that they're going to get the foul on. It is. It's her first personal. 15 foul on the Glacier Bears. Glacier Bears going to fall back here, and we got Destiny Cowart checking in at the bench for Jones. You think the Glacier Bears might want to mix up who they're guarding because that's kind of a mismatch with Smith. having Destiny guard her way up top. Destiny's going to have to work hard moving her feet defensively. So Smith now on the dribble. Try and get past, gets it over to Wellington McGilton. Wellington McGilton up fake, steps in for a 16-footer, no good. Rebound, Wing. Olivia Wing going to push the ball up, tries to get it ahead, and it's stolen away by Smith. Smith up on the left-hand side, up and good for two. Kaylee Smith's got six on the game, and it's an 18-point lead for the Mischiefs. 8 seconds left. Jacobson to Wing. Wing to Swinton at the high post. Swinton turns, shoots from 13. That one's off. Jacobson measures Smith down with the rebound. No good with the shot. So at the end of the first half of play, that's a first half the Glacier Bears want to forget really soon, but they got to figure out a way to change this. They're down 21-3 at halftime. We'll send it back to the studios at KHNS for about 9 minutes, and then we'll bring it back here for second half action.
Thank you much, Lyle, and look forward to that. We'll rejoin you in about